I guess first and foremost, man, you seem as if you could possibly be any faster, but you seem faster today. In and out of your brakes, you weren't slowing down. I mean, you look pretty good.
honestly, you know, I was warming up and I was thinking, you know, I might just pop down and run a 40. I was feeling pretty good, feeling light on my feet. And, you know, I think it kind of showed when I was running my routes and getting in and out of my brakes.
How was the chemistry with Zach out there? He said, you know, you guys have often doing your own thing and it can be kind of tough at times to get that back. But how would you assess the chemistry with him today?
Honestly, I felt good. I felt like, you know, we were on time with a lot of the routes. You know, I think that was only one miscue that we had. But other than that, you know, he was throwing the ball perfectly, putting it where it needs to be. Something that we're always used to. So
how was the stamina? What you've seen 3 months out from having surgery?
It's pretty crazy to me for him to be able, you know, 13 weeks out and he's almost fully recovered. He's throwing the ball around, dropping back. It's just, you know, it's amazing on his part, and it says a lot about his character. Absolutely. It just felt like, you know, this is practice for us. You know, this is what we do every single day, and it was great to be able to get back out here with these guys and your own indoor facility and just, you know, have fun. And that's kind of what we did today, was have fun. It was great. You know, Cam and I have such a great relationship that, you know, he just sits there and he'll smile at you and you'll know exactly what he wants you to do. It's just the type of relationship we have. So it was fun for him to be out there and see him enjoying, you know, what we're doing and everybody out there with a smile on their face.
Being a New Orleans kid and having Peyton and the rest of the staff here and the possibility of maybe getting drafted by them, what do you think?
It's kind of crazy. You know, I always talked about how I wanted to play in the Dome and in high school. I never got a chance, and then I got one chance in college, and, you know, it wasn't what I expected or wanted to be at all. So it's just crazy, you know, seeing those guys here and just even the possibility of me getting to play in my hometown in the Dome is it's a surreal feeling.
Have you had a visitor? Do you have any visits lined up down the line with them?
I don't have a visit set up with them yet, but I'm sure that we'll have something set up. I think that there's some little function that they have that they want me to go to. I know that I'm going to eat with them after this, so, you know, looking forward to it, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Odell, you'll be in New York on draft day?
Yes, sir. I actually got the call maybe a week ago, and they invited me to New York, and, you know, huge blessing, huge honor for me and my family, so I'm looking forward to it.
No way you were going to run today, though. I mean, you couldn't. I mean, the only way you could do, the only thing you could do is hurt yourself by running today, right?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would have hurt myself. I think I might have ran, you know, a little bit faster, but, you know, it's just, there's no need to, but, you know, I was warming up, and I kind of was telling my dad, I was like, you know, I want to run again, and, you know, they were all like, you know, there's just no point. So there was a part of me that wanted to run again just to show, you know, that I do have that speed, and it wasn't just a one-time thing.
What did he say when you told him you were, he said, no, you're not doing that?
He was like, you know, I mean, if you really want to do it, you can, but there's no point, there's no need. And there was a few other guys who was like, you don't need to run. But it took a lot out of me to not run and just be able to get out there and compete. So,
Odell, what was it like to go through this pro day with Jarvis and Zach and just kind of coming back here one more time before the next step in the NFL?
It almost felt like, you know, we were at home. It was practice. We're in our back door. No pressure really involved. We're just out here running routes like we always did and throwing the ball, catching balls like we always did. So it was a really relaxing feeling to just be able to get out here and do what you're capable of doing.
And how do you feel you did?
I think I did all right. I showed them, you know, that I can run routes and catch balls, and, you know, it was a fun day for me.
How's this ride been for you? It seems as if, you know, you've gone from, you know, being a junior coming out to being one of the top receivers coming out in the draft now.
It's been quite a process. You know, looking back on it, you know, I don't think I would have stayed or did anything like that. I'm kind of happy with the decision I made, and it's been, you know, it's been very fun just being able to, you know, you're traveling places, you're going to Arizona, now you're going to be flying out to see teams and meet coaches and stuff. So it's all a crazy process, but you know, you really just got to stay humble through it all and just, you know, stay prayed up, really.
Did you think it would be this good? I mean, the fact that people are looking at you, you know, as being like one of the best receivers coming out in this draft?
Honestly, I wouldn't say that I didn't expect it, but, you know, it's a little surprising now to, you know, finally see it that, you know, they're saying that, you know, you, if not the best, you're one of the best. So it's, you know, it's a great feeling to me, and it's just it's something that, you know, I worked for.
And to see your guy Jarvis, you know, like going through what he's going through, like trying to get his name up there, you know that he's a good ball player and whatnot, you know, for him to try to, you know, get his chance. And how's that for you? Like, I mean, he's like a brother to you.
It's a great feeling to just be able to see him, you know, get out there, and the biggest thing he's worried about is running a 40, and he gets out there and he does what he needs to do. He gets out there and he runs routes, and it's just being able to see him enjoy himself and have fun, just for me, it touches me right there.